Good morning, traders. I am Emily Vani, your host here at Newswear's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Monday, May 2nd. We begin a new month of trading after markets plunged on Friday, closing out the NASDAQ's worst month since 2008, and the S&P 500 and Dow posting their worst month since March of 2020. This first week of a new month brings more earnings and the much-anticipated FOMC meeting. Bill, let's jump into this Monday and this month with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, Emily. How are you doing this morning? S&Ps, they're down about 0.3%. They were actually higher earlier this morning, but they gave back those early morning gains, and now we're down, you know, almost 0.3%. So it's not a positive walking into the morning at this point in time. But yeah, April was a bad month for the market. Dropping S&Ps dropped about 8% during the month of April. You know, the yield on the 10-year Treasury, that's edging up. Thursday to Friday. You're right about the key economic report this week is the FOMC announcement that's happening on Wednesday. We're expecting a half point rate hike. They're also going to be talking about the balance sheet. They're going to stop. They're going to start reducing the balance sheet, which is, you know, similar to doing a rate hike as well. So we're going to have to see how aggressive they're going to be on the balance sheet. We got a lot of earnings coming out this afternoon. You know, that's a positive. You know, Rambus, ticker RMBS, Avis Budget Rent-A-Car, ticker CAR, MGM, Expedia, ticker EXPE, Logic Tech, LOGI, and others. So that could be, those are some stocks to watch. Looking at oil. Oil's actually trading lower. I mean, we're down 3% in oil with WTI at $100.79 a barrel and Brent at $103.48 a barrel. This is kind of surprising to me because the European Commission is expected to unveil an oil embargo proposal tomorrow. We do have an OPEC meeting this week as well. Those guys are expected to continue on with their current small production increases. You're looking overseas. It's kind of a holiday around the world. London's markets are closed, and so was Hong Kong's. Tokyo, had a volatile trading session and finished lower by 29 points or 0.11%. Germany's trading off this morning. We're looking at the DAX. It was down about 0.75%. Now it's down 1.25% or 175 points. The CAC is down almost 2%. So yeah, we're going to be having a little cautious opening. S&Ps have recovered a little bit. They're now down 0.2%. I am thinking that we will trade higher today, but right now it doesn't look like that's in the cards. We'll have to wait and see what happens when the market opens, Emily.
And you did just mention there are some companies to be watching as they release earnings. And you set us up last week, prepping us that there are even more earnings coming out this week than even last week, which was a big week. So a lot to watch. Bill, give us a rundown of earnings action.
Yeah, this is really a heavy week. A lot of companies are reporting. This morning, however, we have a number of companies that reported, like Global Payments, that's ticker GPN, Grace Paul Nancy. They beat by 3 cents on higher revenue, yet the stock's down a little over 1% this morning. Ticker PK, Paul Kilo. This is Park Hotels and Resorts. These guys beat by 9 cents on higher revenue, and they raised guidance. Stock is not yet opened up for trading, but it does look, the indications are that it will be opening higher. And WEC Energy, William Edward Charlie Energy. These guys beat by 12 cents. They did it on higher revenue. They raised guidance. Hey, the stock hasn't opened up for trading. The spread's wide right now, like $5 wide, but I expect that to be opening up higher as well. Moody's, on the other hand, that's ticker MCO, Michael Charlie Oscar. They missed by 22 cents. They did it on lower revenue, and they lowered their guidance. You look at Moody's this morning, it's down 7.74%. And on semiconductor, ticker ON, Oscar Nancy, they beat by 17 cents. They did it on higher revenue. That stock's up 4.39% this morning. This afternoon, we have a number of good companies. Rambus, ticker RMBS, Richard Michael Boy Sam. Their EPS estimate is 37 cents, and the expected move here is 10.16%. Avis Budget, rent-a-car company, that's ticker CAR, car. EPS estimate is $3.54, and the expected move here is 18.74%. That's big. Clorox, ticker CLX, Charlie, Larry, X-Ray, EPS estimate is 97 cents, and the expected move here is 7.14%. Logitech, that's ticker LOGI, Larry, Oscar, Grace, India, EPS estimates here are 73 cents, and the expected move here is 11.26%. And let's round this off by Expedia, ticker EXPE, Edward, X-Ray, Paul, Edward. EPS estimate is for them to lose 27 cents. And the expected move here is 10.58%. So that's a good indication for a movement on Expedia when they release earnings this afternoon, Emily.
And I will remind our listeners that WEC Energy was your pick of the day on Friday. And by the end of the show, we will check in with you on that pick. So stay with us. For now, we're going to move on to economic events, and investors are awaiting that announcement from the Fed on Wednesday, as we've mentioned, following the FOMC meeting starting tomorrow. But as we await news on that front, Bill, what economic reports should we be watching today?
Manufacturing index. At 10 a.m., we have the ISM manufacturing index coming out. At 9:45, we have the PMI manufacturing for April. That's the final. And also at 10 a.m., we're going to have a report on construction spending. But you're right. All eyes are really on the Fed. That's the report. That's the news announcement we're waiting on. The meeting starts tomorrow, and with an announcement Wednesday afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern time, followed by Powell's press conference at 2:30. But that's what we have for you in terms of economic reports, Emily.
And Bill, on these weeks with lots of earnings releases and much anticipated FOMC comments and announcements, there are other headlines that happen that can go missed if you're not breaking down your information and watching the market moving headlines closely. There's a lot of data information out there, a lot of news headlines coming in, a lot of announcements from companies, events, shareholders, meetings, guidance news, merger news. And you're able to watch all of this, Bill, and sift through it to make smart, informed decisions using your Newswire alerts and breaking them down so you can see the information as it comes in. So, Bill, what else do you see as possibly moving the markets today?
Well, you know, I'm watching my FANG stocks for an indication of the opening of the S&Ps. You know, the majority of the FANG stocks are trading lower this morning, so there's a good belief that we are going to drop about 0.5% this morning when the market opens up. You know, I'm looking at some of the stocks in the FANG index, you know, Amazon, ticker AMZN. They were removed from Wedbush's best idea list, citing investment price discipline. I also see that Amazon could get a hearing that could overturn that New York union vote, a labor board official said. So that could be interesting for shares of Amazon. Apple, on the other hand, Apple, you know, it's trading lower about the 0.7%, and Apple is being accused of abusing their dominant share position of their Apple Pay, the mobile wallet that they have by, you know, European Commission. Not really positive for Apple this morning. Google, ticker GOOG, they're going to be releasing a new wearable. It's going to be a watch, a Pixel watch, and supposedly it's going to have cellular connectivity, so you know you can connect via your phone, much like the Apple Watch. It's kind of good news, I would suspect. In terms of Twitter news that's out there, Jack Dorsey and others, you know, they disliked the way Twitter's direction, the way it was headed, and they were pushing Elon Musk to make that bid. So I'm not surprised that he did it when he got Jack Dorsey's approval. And we're moving over to the Dow Jones 30 alert and, you know, Disney, ticker DIS. You know, you look at the stock this morning and, you know, Disney is being weighed down this morning. It's down 0.4%, and it's being weighed down because of the spat with the Florida state government. It's just weighing on the stock. You know, the employees were upset because they didn't take a stance on Florida's, some legislation that came out of Florida. When they did it, the Florida government got upset and they started, you know, showing them who runs the state. And it's not good for either one. You know, companies need to stay out of politics. Walmart ticker WMT, William Michael Tom, they announced a new launch of sportswear brand. It's an exclusive brand called Love and Sports. Merck ticker MRK, they have a PDUFA date, which is today, for its new drug application. So that could be kind of interesting for Merck. If they get approval, the stock, you know, could see some nice price appreciation. Stock's flat in the pre-market. We're talking some merger news. G3, that's ticker GIII. This is G3 Apparel. They're going to be buying the remaining 81% of Karl Lagerfeller's brand for about 200 million euros. JetBlue, ticker JBLU, they submitted an enhanced superior proposal to acquire Spirit Airlines. That should be interesting for the airline stocks this morning. We're talking guidance news. Park Hotels, ticker PK, Paul Kilo. They see Q2 adjusted guidance, 40 to 49 cents. Now, what's important here is what the street estimate was. The street estimate was 5 cents to 14 cents, so that's a big raise. And WEC Energy, William Edward Charlie, they raised their full-year guidance to $4.34 to $4.38. Now, the street estimate was at $4.30, so that, either way, that's an uptick, even on the low end. Moody's, on the other hand, ticker MCO, Michael Charlie Oscar, full year guidance now is $10.78 to $11.25. Street estimate was at $11.91. So that's a big drop. We're talking some shareholders news today, 9 a.m. There's a shareholders meeting with Tootsie Roll, ticker TR, Tom Richard, at 10 a.m. Shareholders meeting with Aflac, that's ticker AFL, Apple Frank Larry. At 11 a.m., there's a shareholders meeting with Eli Lilly, ticker LLY, Larry Yellow. Then at 2 p.m. this afternoon, Planet Fitness, ticker PLNT, Paul, Larry, Nancy, Tom. And Carvana is having their annual shareholders meeting today at 5 p.m. That's ticker CVNA, Charlie Victor, Nancy Apple. Hey, something could be said during these shareholders meetings. You know, watch for a press release, and the stock could move off of these meetings. And then, you know, moving on to some buyback news, ticker ALJGN, Apple, Larry, Grace, Nancy, they announced a $200 million accelerated share repurchasing program. In Hilltop Holdings, that's ticker HTH, Henry, Tom, Henry, they're commencing with a modified Dutch auction tender offer to repurchase up to $400 million worth of its common stock. But that's what I have for you in terms of news hitting my alerts this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk Pick of the Day. Bill, what is your pick of the day today to start out our first regular trading session of May?
I'm going with Williams Companies. That's ticker WMB, William Michael Boy. Earnings come out this afternoon after the bell. EPS is 36 cents, and the expected move here is 4.72%. I'm looking at the brokers. They're very positive on this stock. They're all raising price targets across the board. Looking at the option data, on the open interest, it's very, very excited on the call side. You never know if people are selling the calls or buying them, but it is an indicator to look at, because you should always have more call activity than put activity. And the activity is definitely on the call side, and that's a positive. Reviewing what the CEO said last quarter, he said, we expect strong natural gas market fundamentals and steadfast project execution to drive additional growth for our business in 2022. And we are extremely well positioned to continue serving the growing environment. I do like this thing. I think it could be. They beat last quarter. The stock's, trading, if I can get it in the low 34 range, it's a $34 stock. If you can get it, near 34, that would be a positive. I mean, it could break down to, 33.88. I don't see it going much lower than that because, the earnings beat is expected. So I'm really looking to see a nice little earnings beat here in WMB, and I'm trying to get it in the low 34s this morning, Emily.
And I promised our listeners that we won't sign off before recapping Friday's pick of the day, and we will do that coming up. But ahead of that, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, tossing it back to you.
HPQ, Hewlett-Packard, HP Inc., they announced the HP Scanner Pro Enterprise Devices. SUPN, Sam Under Paul Nancy, SuperNUS, announces FDA approval of expanded indication for Qelbree. AFI is Armstrong Flooring. AFI is likely to seek bankruptcy protection under Chapter 11 in a regulatory filing. That's Apple Frank India. Activision ATVI, Activision rallies after Buffett disclosed a 9.5% stake into the takeover. Gilead Sciences, ticker GILD, and Dragonfly announced a strategic research collaboration to deep natural cell engagers. Lilly, ticker LLY, they have this experimental obesity drug. It could be a multi-billion dollar opportunity. Ticker LLY is the headline that hit the tape this morning. Goldman, ticker GS, they disclosed a $300 million revenue hit from Russia. Autodesk, ticker ADSK, Apple David Sam Kilo. Autodesk extends invitation to join financial results conference call. That's odd, but interesting. Russia, European gas flows via Ukraine reportedly hit a five-month high. Biden administration reducing out-of-pocket costs for seniors taking initial steps to aid. That's all it says. Story out there saying Moderna is undervalued ahead of Q1 earnings, ticker MDRN. Salesforce extends Silence No More Act protections to all U.S. employees. STM, that's ST Microelectronics, they announced the status of their common share repurchase program. On Semiconductor, they raised their guidance $1.20 to $1.32. The estimate is $1.05. So that's a big, nice uptick. A lot of the major drug companies are getting price target increases this morning, it appears. That's all I have for you this morning, Emily.
And let's check in on Friday's pick of the day before we sign off, which was WEC Energy. Bill, you gave us WEC in your earnings breakdown at the top of the show. On Friday, you told us that the CEO had commented that they were confident in delivering on their earnings guidance, and they did. The company this morning reported Q1 EPS of $1.79. The consensus had been $1.67. They also reported Q1 revenue of $2.79 billion. The consensus had been $2.73 billion. You also told us in your Newswear Alerts rundown that WEC Energy also raised their full year 2022 EPS view. That is some positive news this morning, but it was sort of a treacherous day in the markets on Friday. Bill, how did your call work out?
It hasn't worked out yet. I still think there's an opportunity for it to, bounce today because the earnings announcement came out this morning. But, you look at the action on Friday and nobody really thought the market was going to fall apart as bad as it did on Friday. I mean, the stock opened up at 102.15 and, we thought it was going to go open up a little lower and it did. It fell down to that 101 area, and then by the end of the day, it was down to the $100 area. So that was not a positive. They really had to come in with a good, solid earnings beat, which they did do. So the stock hasn't started trading yet today. The indications are still wide, so we really don't know what it's going to. It's like a $5 wide spread, but I'm not selling out just yet because I still think that there's an opportunity here for, to pull out a nice little beat here. The fact of the matter is they beat on earnings, they raise guidance, they beat on revenue. Those are three typically, good things that you have to do in order to get, stock price appreciation. We found it, we called it. Now we just have to wait for the markets to deliver, price a movement that's positive. It didn't happen Friday, but we still think that there's an opportunity this morning when the stock opens up for that action to appear.
Well, Bill, I think the door is still open for a win, and we will check in with you tomorrow about today's WMB pick of the day. Thank you, as always, for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow and each weekday morning this week at Newswear's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Vani, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.